human waste backing up in basements is a gut-churning sign of U.S. infrastructure problems. Excuse me, Associated Press? The January collapse of a pipe as wide as a car dumped so much sewage into the Potomac River that officials tracked a spike of gut-wrenching bacteria drifting slowly past Washington. This is why we invaded Iran. RFK Jr. took a dip in here. He shook hands with Trump. It makes sense. It all makes sense. Poop brain. It's a very serious disease. I haven't. I've got poop brain. That's why I talk like this. It was a disaster of historic scale. 244 million gallons spilled. Holy shit, I didn't know it was that much. Spotlighting the severe consequence of old failing infrastructure. Really? Dude, we are such a dying empire. It's crazy how dead this empire is. We're like literally every year 50,000 red flags pop up across the country. It's crazy. Did they run around in sea mines on the Potomac? Maybe. Hottest country in the world. A neighbor's message alerted Teddy Blomqvist to a potential flooding problem. What ethnicity is Blomqvist? Where would that name come from? I have no idea. Is that like Quaker? Danish? Swedish? Irish? I'm going to guess Northern European? Scandinavia? I've never heard that surname before. Downstairs in his Baltimore row house, cloudy brown water with chunks of human waste was coming up for the shower drain. I want to die just reading this. It was the third sewage backup that winter, each potentially leaving behind harmful bacteria. We're taking buckets, and it turns out every time someone's flushing their toilet, it's coming up. It's just coming up so fast. This is what it's like living in America. This is legitimately like a pre-modern problem. This is like a, oh my God, cholera is spreading out. Yeah, seriously, like it's really, really bad. Like, okay, guys, I'm not joking. We might go back to having cholera outbreaks. Like, right now the sewage is failing, but all it takes is for one freshwater system to fail, and you could start having it. RFK willing? Yeah. Cholera is a Polish word, by the way. Yeah, because of how they smell. How do we fix this? I mean, is that a joke? We don't tax people enough. Like, we have money, and we have labor, and we have people, and we have tools, and we have experts. But in spite of the fact that there's loads of money and loads of experts and loads of people with loads of tools, no one's willing to pay those people with tools to do the work they need to do. You just need to get more money circulating in the economy. We need the tax, but there just needs to be more money around. The paragraph above the top of the screen says they only recently mapped out the pipes. What? Baltimore's sewage system is more than a century old, with some parts of its tangled web of pipes mapped only in recent decades. Holy shit. This is a consequence of local underfunding. Baltimore has always been a very poor, well, I shouldn't say always, but like, it's a very poor city, you know? It's full of poor black people, so the government doesn't give a fuck about it. It's more common than you'd think, yeah. It's where The Wire takes place, please watch it. I do need to watch The Wire. The city spent nearly $2 billion over more than two decades under a consent decree with federal and state regulators. You want to get a red pill on this? $2 billion. To fix up the sewage system for a city as big as Baltimore is like nothing. That's like nothing. There are millions of people in Baltimore. That's nothing. Why didn't we do that earlier? $2 billion over more than two decades? That's nothing. It's 2 days of this war. Genuinely, like if you took the money that we'd spent so far on this fake war for Israel and you could... Instantly, you could fund the complete renovation of multiple major American sewage systems. Like nothing. Okay, Baltimore isn't that big. Baltimore's pretty big. The only reason its population isn't way higher is because of, you know, the post Rust Belt, like industrial flight, you know? It's pretty big. The Baltimore urban area, or like the metropolitan area, is like 1.2 million. So maybe I shouldn't have said millions, right? Baltimore, metro area population. No! Baltimore, Columbia, Towson metropolitan area, 2.8 million. Wow. About the 20th largest metropolitan area in the United States. The city of Baltimore itself is about over a half million, but it used to be bigger because, again, like the city's had a rough time. Not that big, only 2 million people trust. It's only got 1/10 the population of the Tehran metropolitan area. Why does America treat our cities like garbage? By our, I assume you mean American? Because in order to keep our cities looking nice, we would have to pay wages to people to fix them up. Flooding and water quality needs over the next two decades a balloon to at least $630 billion. I know this sounds like a lot. I know this sounds like a crazy amount. It's really not. $630 billion over 2 decades is chump change compared to, this is like a tiny fraction of what we spend on the military. It's significantly less than what we pay every year on interest for our federal debt. Significantly less. And this is local residents paying for it. I'm just talking about the federal budget. Won't climate change make it trillions? Yes. We still haven't replaced all the lead pipes. 900,000 people in Chicago are still at risk of lead poisoning. I just think it's rich that people still propagate that myth, that like Orientalist myth, that China is building all these big new cities because they're made out of tissue paper. Oh yeah, we might not be able to build anything and China builds like a new metropolitan area every week, but it's like poor build quality. And then you look at America and it's falling the fuck apart. Dog, it's not. Like China's just doing what we used to do. China isn't, like, stop coping. China isn't able to do this because they're compromising in some other key aspect. Our infrastructure is what's falling apart. They're just doing what every Western country was able to do back when they bothered to spend money on their country. In Europe, we joke about how one can just punch through American walls. I actually will defend standard American construction. I think that the American construction pattern, where you have the wooden studs 12 inches apart on exterior walls, 18 inches apart interior walls, you have the drywall, like the way we construct our walls with insulation, I think it's actually a really good system because it allows for a lot of cheap internal renovation and like reconstruction. And it's sturdier than you might think, but I can understand how it might seem absurd to a European who has stone walls or brick walls. I mean, the Japanese have paper walls in a lot of cases. So, you know, traditional Japanese homes like that have been illegal to build for 20 years now. That's a shame. That's a shame. Well, anyway, the Trump admin last year proposed deep cuts to that program and grants that help states fund environmental oversight, including monitoring and protecting water. I am predicting a real cholera outbreak in a major American city within a couple of years. I'm willing to call that. We have so many failing sewage systems, like between that and just like a single, here's the infrastructure issues for Seattle, if you're curious. Oh, Seattle has serious like plumbing issues because of the position of the city. The tide goes in and out and it pumps water back up the pipe. So it's vulnerable to a lot of wear. The next several presidents will have to spend decades apologizing for the stuff Trump is doing. Can I be real with you? This is also a bipartisan thing. A lot of this underinvestment in the city is being done both at a local and state level too by Democrats in Democrat areas, and Democratic presidents aren't really fixing it. Biden helped a little bit with the infrastructure bill, but nowhere near enough. We're talking like a Band-Aid on top of a bone fracture, you know? Fundamentally, this is the consequence of over-financialization. Too much of the money in the American economy is circling up in bullshit mergers and stock, you know, trades and deals and stuff. It's not being paid through wages, so there's no money to, you know, pay people to fix this stuff up. And the Democrats are also a part of that. They've facilitated it. You know, Clinton and Obama paved the way for where we are now. Of course, Trump is making it worse and faster, but, you know. It's often because voters refuse to vote for any tax increases required to tackle large issues. Yeah, no, but yeah, it's a larger cultural problem for sure. But like this we need to knuckle down and really fix this. And so far, like my position is that this country is dead. I mean, actually doomed until we get a president and a political party who can sell the American people on two major things. One, higher taxes, and two, definancialization. They both come hand in hand. The amount of effort that it will take to do both of those will be greater than what FDR needed to exert to get the New Deal done. Like, the political mandate he had would not be enough to do what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is like a fundamental transformation of the economy that serves the interests of the most powerful people on earth. We're talking about like an ungodly paradigm shift, something that, you know, I imagine, like if you talked about this with a politician today, I think basically every one of them would be like, if you could get them a little drunk so they're telling the truth, they'd be like, if I did this, they'd just kill me. Like, not joking, if I tried for this, they would dig through every part of my life. They would air everything negative about me, everything I've ever done. They would lie about new things I've never done. And if that didn't work, I would die in a plane crash. I mean it. Like, we're talking about an unbelievable mandate, but it has to happen. It has to happen. It has to happen. It has to happen, or this country is going to be done. Do you have faith? Not in the near future, no. Not in the near future. But I think we can lay the groundwork. We can carry the flame. So how long are we talking? I don't know. I can't really see the future. They'd have to execute people to pull it off, a paradigm shift that big. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. I'm being real. Like the amount of political momentum that it would take to definancialize the US economy would, in my mind, be equivalent to the political mandate that you would need to declare war on the entirety of the European Union or to arrest like every member of the opposing political party. Like that's the kind of like you would need basically every single American frothing at the mouth to see your agenda completed. You would need like French Revolution style politics in order to get the policy put forward. I just can't. Yeah, I think that this is the kind of thing that could only really happen after a cataclysmic paradigm shift elsewise, like a nuclear war or climate collapse or something like that. I think that they would it would you could only really definancialize after that kind of shift. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, really hyperbolic. I don't think what I'm saying is hyperbolic. I think it sounds extreme because I think that definancialization is extreme. We're talking about undoing the way the global economy is structured and who it's structured for. So, yeah, it would be pretty big. Until then, live in China. I don't know.